Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the Beatitudes, we were taught that to have met God is salvation, to pursue God is love, and that our love of God leads to purity. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
As Christians, we must understand that we can't hate people and have the love of God in our heart. It's almost as hating God. You may hate God as the religious people of his day because he testified to their works that they were evil. Get to know God. It's time to get away from just a mechanical knowledge of God and get to an experiential knowledge of God. Now, I'm not talking about experiences as you were on all fours barking like a dog, or you got up and spoke in some ecstatic tongue or some physical manifestation. No, this is a thing of the heart. There are many Bible teachers today that set forth correctly the principles of the doctrines of Christ. Yet, it seems that year after year, these fundamentals are taught, and yet there's still no evidence in their personal lives of the manifest presence of God. Now, my friend, to have met God is salvation. To pursue God is love. And it leads to purity, being pure in heart. Too easily satisfied Christians never grow much beyond their salvation. And that's a shame. We should seek to know him all the more, just like that great apostle as he spoke of it near the end of his life. Have you ever heard somebody use a phrase that goes something like this? Oh, he wouldn't know a good car if he saw one. He wouldn't know a good house if he was in one. Oh, he wouldn't know a good sports team if he watched them play. Well, my friend, God is ever-present, yet far too many of us never see him. He's the omnipresent God. Now, the presence and the manifestation of the presence are not the same. You can have one without the other. God is here when we're wholly unaware of it. But he is manifest only when we are aware of it. Now, sometimes I'll say I would like for you folks to pray for me for something and pray about something. Well, here's something I'd like you to pray about. I'd like you to pray that anytime someone enters the church where I preach and where I'm preaching, to know automatically God's here. When they sit down in that seat and they hear the first tone of the first song, they know God's here. When they see the people rustling about and shaking hands and talking to one another, they'll know God's here. But when they hear the preaching of the word, they'll know God is here, and manifestedly so. And I hope that you'll pray that way for this preacher, whether speaking on radio or in the church of which I pastor. Now, on our part, there must be a surrender to the Spirit of God, for it's his work to show us the Father and the Son, that we might know him. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He's declared the Father and the Holy Spirit. He teaches us of Christ. Now, if we cooperate with him in loving obedience, God will manifest himself to us. And my friend, that manifestation will be the difference between a nominal Christian life and a life that is radiant with the light and the joy of the Lord. Have you ever thought of Moses coming off the mount? His face shines so brightly for being 40 days alone with God. 40 days and nights he was alone with God, and when he come off the mount, he had to put a veil over his face because the people were afraid to get around him to even hear him talk. Now, that's a little bit different, but my friend, we ought to be the kind that gets alone with God, and somehow or another, the evidence ought to be in our life that we get alone with God. It ought to be seen in our purity. It ought to be heard in our language. It ought to be felt in our care. You remember Jesus' answer to Philip when Philip said, "Show us the Father." Jesus said, "I've been so long a time with you, Philip, and you're saying, 'Show us the Father'?" Now, friend, Jesus Christ is telling us there is no physical distance between us and God. It's a matter of experience. And again, I'm not talking about this crazy stuff that goes on, people running around, jumping up and down, shouting, turning cartwheels and doing whatever else. I'm talking about Christ on the inner man. You see, a real experience with God, one thing you'll know, anything God puts in your heart will never, never, never contradict or in any way differ from the Word of God, the Bible. Now, let me give you a little more examples of this. A man may say, "I feel that my son is closer to me now than when he was growing up." Is he speaking of distance? No, he may not live at home. He might even live in another state. But he means that boy is coming to know him more intimately. That boy now is gaining a deeper understanding. And now the relationship is a more blessed relationship. And that's what God wants with you, my friend. He wants you to know him. Let me ask you a question to ask yourself and answer it honestly. As a matter of fact, ask God to hear your answer. And the question is this: are you closer to God than you were last year? Maybe put it this way: are you closer to God than you were last month? I've often said in our church, people say, "I'm against change," but I'm really not against change. I tell them, our church, our standards, and our holiness ought to be stronger this year than it was last year. There should have been some change. There should have been change that were more righteous. There ought to be some change that were more holy. Now, so often, that's not the change they're talking about, okay? But that's what God talks about, and that's what God wants in our lives. He wants us to be more chaste. He wants us to be more holy. He wants us to be more pure. What if you talk to your mate with interest? Just undivided attention and complete interest. 15 minutes each day. And that was it. "Honey, I'm going to talk to you from 9 o'clock to 9:15. That's your time, and that's it." You don't talk to her. You don't think of him. You do nothing else for that person. And we say, "From the depths of my heart, I love you." Well, even though you spend that 15 minutes and you think you've given undivided attention, but it's kind of hard to see that that's from the depth of your heart that you love them. Some people don't like revivals because, "Oh man, you're going every night. You go Sunday through Friday or Sunday through whatever day you go through. Man, we're wore out. Man, this is just too much." Yet, some of you may have a hobby. You spend more hours in that hobby every week than you do in church. You give daily attention to that hobby week after week. Some of you, your hobby is as simple as listening to talk radio. Maybe some type of a television thing that's not really evil in and of itself. Maybe it's a sport. Maybe you like to golf, and you go golfing a few times a week. Maybe you go fishing several times a week, and you actually spend more time doing those things. And so it makes me wonder if Christ is your all in all. I started in 1959 as a little young boy, about 10 years old, liking the Green Bay Packers. And it was the first year of their coach named Vince Lombardi. And I followed the Packers ever since. They had many bad years, more bad years than good years since that time. But, you know, boy, it was everything to me when they would win and I'd get down and they'd lose. You know, as time has gone on, still my favorite team, but I could care less about it. I could care less. They can get beat terribly and it doesn't ruin my day. Okay. They can go an entire season and not win a game. It does not ruin my day. It may ruin theirs, but it doesn't ruin my day at all. And it doesn't rob me of joy. And you see, that's what it comes down to. Is having less and less of the things of this life and letting your attention and your heart be more and more of the Lord. Again, 15 minutes a day and nothing else? That's not much of a love and it's certainly not much of a relationship, is it? Yet, isn't that often where we leave our relationship with God? And rarely meditate to know Him. Draw me nearer, draw me dearer, dear Lord. That speaks of relationship with Him. But you realize that He is nearer than our most secret thoughts because He knows the thoughts and the intents of our heart. And He's closer still than all of that. Why? Do some people find Him in a way that others do not? Why does it seem few know the manifest presence? While multitudes of Christians have little experience with Him. And again, I'm not speaking of feelings. Rather, I'm speaking about a longing after God that wants to touch with your heart and see with the inner eyes the wonder that is God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.